Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchisati with the evening news. The headlines. Center asks states and union territories to take action for hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Mokokchun police apprehends one person for illegal possession of arms and ammunition under pole-bound Koridang Assembly constituency. Union Minister Piyush Goyal says Jan Vishwas Bill 2026 is designed to foster trust-based governance. And Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says nearly 95% of India's trade moves through maritime routes. Now the news in detail. The centre has asked the states and union territories to take necessary action to curb malpractices such as hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Dr. Neeraj Mittal, has written a letter to all states and union territories in this regard. He said that rumours and misinformation continue to circulate in certain areas, leading to avoidable public concern and instances of panic buying. Dr. Mittal said that only 17 states and UTs are presently conducting regular or intermittent press briefings. They have been asked to step up proactive and regular public communication to ensure timely dissemination of accurate information through social and electronic media. States were also advised to maintain strict vigilance against hoarding, diversion, and the spread of misinformation that could trigger unnecessary panic. The ministry has said that all refineries are operating at high capacity with adequate crude inventories in place and sufficient stocks of petrol and diesel are being maintained. India's LPG supply remains stable and adequate despite ongoing geopolitical developments in West Asia impacting global energy markets. In a statement, Indian Oil has said that it has maintained uninterrupted LPG supply to households and is currently delivering around 28 lakh LPG cylinders daily, which is consistent with normal delivery levels prior to the onset of current geopolitical tensions. The company has encouraged customers to use digital modes such as SMS and IVRs for booking LPG refills. Mokokchun District Police has apprehended one person for illegally possessing arms and ammunition from Chungtia Village, which falls under pole-bound Koridang Assembly constituency in Nagaland. A press release from the Superintendent of Police Mokokchun stated that one country-made .22 pistol along with magazine and three live round of .22 ammunition, one unregistered motorbike and one mobile phone were seized from 23-year-old Imti Nungchun last evening. The release added that a case has been registered against the apprehended person under the Arms Act and further investigation is going on. It may be noted that by-election to the Koridang Assembly constituency is scheduled to held on 9th of this month. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the reform brought in the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 is a significant step towards simplifying laws, reducing compliance, burden and fear of penalties. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today on the bill, Mr. Goyal said the aim of the bill is not to control common people but to benefit them and enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. He said for the first time 1,000 offences across 79 acts have been decriminalised through the Jan Vishwas Bill.
We had decriminalized 183 different sections of the law, had a very good experience, which encouraged us to be bigger and bolder. And this time, we have gone up to more than 1,000 provisions. First time in the history that this has happened. Our 12-year journey of trust includes removing over 1,500 obsolete laws, the direct benefit transferred to the bank account of beneficiaries of government schemes, which has saved lakhs of crores of rupees which earlier were taken away by middlemen.
Mr. Goyal stated that 12 states have already introduced their own version of Jan Vishwas laws and urged other states to also look into decriminalizing petty offenses. The union minister also emphasized that this step has been taken to move away from a colonial mindset where punishment prevailed over fairness. The Indian Navy commissioned the stealth frigate INS Taragiri at the naval dockyard in Visakhapatnam today. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh presided over the ceremony. built by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, the warship is the fourth vessel under the Project 17A class. Addressing the gathering, the Defence Minister said the country's coastline exceeds 11,000 kilometres and is surrounded by the sea on three sides. Nearly 95% of India's trade moves through maritime routes, while energy security also depends on the seas. He stressed that a strong navy is therefore essential.
Our navy stands as a symbol of India's values and commitment. I firmly believe that commissioning of INS Taragiri will further strengthen our naval capabilities and reinforce this commitment.
Defence Minister further said the Navy has safeguarded commercial vessels and oil tankers during periods of tension. It maintains a sustained presence in key regions including the Indian Ocean, the Persian Gulf and the Malacca Strait. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today participated in the first phase of Census 2027 by completing his self-enumeration at his official residence in New Delhi. Highlighting the significance of the exercise, Mr. Birla observed that the national census marks the dawn of a new era in governance. He said that for the first time in India's history, the entire census process is being conducted through digital platforms. The speaker emphasized that this shift empowers every citizen with the right and the convenience to personally record their household details through a process that is secure, accurate and user-friendly. Mr. Birla further remarked that the transition to digital enumeration is a testament to India's technological advancement, ensuring that national data is more precise and reflective of the ground reality. Center has debunked a video claiming that Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is promoting an investment scheme that claims returns of more than 5 lakh rupees per week for an investment of 22,000 rupees. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau informed that the claim is fake and the viral video is AI-generated. It added that no such scheme has been endorsed by the finance minister. The center has urged citizens to avoid clicking on suspicious or unknown links as they could be a phishing attempt. It has also advised people to always verify such information only through official websites. The Ministry of Education, on the advice of the UGC, has declared National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, as an institution deemed to be university under distinct category. In its statement, the ministry informed that an online application was uploaded on UGC portal for grant of institution deemed to be university status under distinct category to NCERT. The ministry added that the recommendation of the UGC expert committee was considered and approved by the commission. The ministry also directed the NCERT to take appropriate steps to commence research programs as well as doctoral and innovative academic programs. The NCERT is an autonomous organization set up in 1961 by the government to assist and advise the central and state governments on policies and programs for qualitative improvement in school education. And the West Asia conflict entered its 35th day today with Iran and its allies continuing exchanges of fire with Israel and the United States as strikes expanded beyond military targets to civilian and industrial infrastructure across the Gulf, raising concerns over global energy supplies and maritime security. Saudi Arabia said its air defenses intercepted and destroyed 7 drones in the past few hours. Meanwhile, operations at ADNOC's Habshan gas facilities were suspended today after debris from a successfully intercepted aerial threat sparked a fire at the site. Abu Dhabi authorities confirmed emergency teams responded swiftly, containing the blaze with no injuries reported. Now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. center our states and union territories to take action for hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Mokokchun police apprehends one person for illegal possession of arms and ammunition under poll-bound Koridang Assembly constituency. Union Minister Piyush Goyal says Jan Vishwas Bill 2026 is designed to foster trust-based governance. And Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says nearly 95% of India's trade moves through maritime routes. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.